Proverbs 12, verses 1 through 14. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. Do you love instruction in the way of righteousness, or do you hate reproof and correction? To walk in the way of wisdom and righteousness, we must learn to love instruction. We must receive correction and reproof with thanksgiving. For whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. The Lord's wrath and condemnation abide over the wicked, and unless they repent, they shall not be established. God's grace, favor, and blessing are on those who do good, because they are rooted in faith and love in Christ Jesus the righteous. Therefore, they shall not be moved. As a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, so too, let us, as the body of Christ, bring our Lord joy and rejoicing and be his crowning jewel. Let us not be as rottenness in his bones and bring shame and reproach upon his name. The Lord's thoughts are right, and the words of his mouth are upright, and they bring deliverance. His house shall stand, for his house is a house of righteousness. So let us allow his thoughts to become our thoughts, and his words to become our words, so that our homes may be like his home, so that we may deliver those headed for destruction and provide a refuge for the oppressed. But the counsel of the wicked and the words and way of the wicked are deceit. They are violence and destruction. Their heart is perverse, and though they may honor themselves, they shall come to nothing. The Lord made us to be fruitful and productive. Care for those under you, even if they are but animals. Till your land faithfully. Walk and work in righteousness, and you shall have sustenance and be satisfied. You will yield good fruit for God's glory, and you will be rewarded according to the work of your hands. Work the soil, and you will be fed. Don't follow after vain talkers and deceivers. If you do, you have no understanding. And in the end, you will be barren and unfruitful. The wicked are cruel, even when they show quote-unquote mercy. And they will be snared by their evil lips, and no matter how much they gain, it will never be enough. No matter what we face, if we are just and we walk by faith, the Lord shall deliver us out of all trouble. And a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. Let's love the Lord. Let's love instruction. Let's love his knowledge. And let's be fruitful for him. Proverbs 12, verses 1 through 14.